such noise. Men married men
and women married women. We'd all give birth to nothing but fairy sexuals. But why did you marry Dad?
Huh?
Oh, well. Why not?
Well, it's just that when he drinks, he changes.
Happy Easter. By the look of all your pathetic mugs, I'd say you all had as good a week as I had.
These are my zebras.
Florence.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Dottie!
Yep, a humdinger. Well, if you remember last week's sermon, I ended it with a little cliffhanger. What was in the tomb when Mary Magdalene and company checked it out? Well, here's the answer. Nothing. Nothing was in the tomb. Now, usually nothing is a downer. One big goose egg. Well, this time the goose laid a golden egg, people. Nothing meant hope for everyone. So the next time you look and see nothing, have a little hope, will you? For me. Amen.
Reverend Putty, I agree with you that... Oh...
Where did he go? Where'd he go?
Come on!
Hi, Clay.
What is it, a holiday, Dolly?
Easter good enough for you?
Oh, right.
Missed you the last few days.
Yeah. Took the kid on a hunting trip.
Oral? He didn't kill anything, did he?
Look, everything went like clockwork. We were father and son, got some fresh air, things died, came home, get off my back...
Forgetties. Clay, it's the office.
Tell them it's Easter, and I'm not here. Oh, and tell them they need to order more paperweights.
Yeah, did you hear that? Okay.
Don't look at me like that. I'm very responsible.
Usually.
Dolly, if I go to work today, I'm gonna kill somebody.
I see. Well, at least you put in that paperweight order.
It won't be enough. They never get enough. Always so much more paper than there are weights. You know how much paperwork I have? It never stops. I don't know how it happens. You start out in life as a little baby.
Uh-huh. No paperwork.
Exactly. No paperwork. But do we appreciate it, all us little babies? No. We cry.
Well, I guess when you have a family, that's the sacrifice you
sacrifice,
make.
Exactly. I sacrificed. The ultimate sacrifice. My happiness. For my kids! You bet I did! You bet I did. And I'd do it again, too. I'd do it over and over again. That's my life! Over and 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 over.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't! And over 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 and over.
It's over!
Oh, the door!
Oh.
Howdy, Reverend.
Yeah, back at you.
The Reverend Putty. I do believe that was the ex Mrs. Papermouth, hmm?
Hmm. 7-7.
Well, I certainly didn't expect to be kept company by two handsome gentlemen today.
Yeah, keep it in your pants. I'm through with women.
Amen!
You're through with women, Reverend?
Yeah, well, even though I'm a Protestant man of the cloth, I still figure I should make some sort of...
Sacrifice?
Yeah, that's the word.
Well, get in line, buddy.
Well, the Reverend sacrificing is very fitting on a day like today.
Oh, really? Why especially today, Albert Vagina Stein?
Easter. The Reverend sacrificing like our Lord has sacrificed, right, Reverend?
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. Jesus was nice. But the guy had everything. He knew he was the Son of God. You can't get more privileged than that.
Look, you try getting crucified.
Maybe I will. If I have the time. I'm a little busy doing some real sacrificing, thank you very much.
Oh, crucifixion isn't enough of a sacrifice for you?
Look, once you get crucified, you can do no wrong. Everybody loves you. Well, some of us don't have that luxury. There's a little thing called supporting a family that Jesus never got around to doing.
You're amazing. The beer goggles you have on right now are making crucifixion look like Marilyn Monroe.
I never drink beer.
Hey,
close the door!
Sunday, Roger!
Ooh, hello.
Uh-oh, hold on to your yawns, everyone. It's Officer Excitement!
Reverend, I finally got to get the day off and hear your sermon this morning. Really inspirational.
Yeah, you know, Easter, it's not exactly a brain teaser.
Well, it really helped me in my time of need just when I was at the end of my
rope. Glad I could help.
When all seemed black.
You're welcome.
Life just didn't seem worth living and then...
Look, you want an autograph?
No, I just...
I think Roger wants to tell us something.
Okay, I should get going.
thing.
You're not going anywhere, Auntie Pants.
Please stay, Reverend. I want you to hear this.
Why? I got nothing to do with this.
You're a wise and blessed man.
I second that. Wise and blessed. Pa-pow!
Stop that. Look, whatever's nagging you, it's bound to pass.
Oh, she's sleeping with someone. I know it. It's over. Oh, my Florence.
You pathetic bastard. Look at you.
Hey, give me that!
You can't even score a little tail, and already that fat pig Florence has got some loser grunting and snorting up and down her fleshy...
Hey! That's the officer's ex-wife you're talking about.
Golly, imagine the loser Florence is getting sloppy with.
You better stop that!
Yeah, that's no way to talk about a guy you don't even know.
Well... I don't care about the guy.
No, I mean, it's insulting to you.
And Florence.
Yes, and you. You're a handsome man. I'm sure the fellow who sleeps with Florence is at least as handsome, if not more.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jesus would say you're both nuts. This guy is probably some hard luck sap that feeds off female desperation as much as he's desperate himself. Hey, fellas,
fellas,
fellas. Saying
bad things about Florence.
And her lover. Hey!
Close the door! Dr. Potter's wheel! It's my busiest Sunday yet!
The usual, Dolly.
Long Island iced tea. Coming right up.
Well, 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 Dr. Quentin Xavier Potter's wheel.
Clay?
Hey, Doc, we were just talking about ex-wives.
I'm a widower.
Oh, right, right. Must be nice to lose a wife to sickness and death instead of her just plain old getting sick of you.
No, not so nice, especially when you're a doctor.
She just loved those painkillers. Probably didn't even realize she was infected, right, Doc?
She was quite comfortable when she passed.
Numb, some call it. Now, me and Jesus, we like to feel the pain.
Tell me, Doc, did some of those painkillers protect her against you?
Well, what does that mean?
You know,
the pain of you. Day in, day out, being there with that face. Not knowing what to say, not caring anymore. Not even knowing that you'll probably only care about her when it's finally too late. Forgetting about all those desperate years you spent alone. Your barren years when no woman would even consider resting her tired head on your shaky little shoulder. And stinking of belly semen. Why even wipe? And then when you finally get one of these... covered in pieces of tail that have been built up as the grand trophy in your nothing life, you try desperately to keep it. Not to protect it, but to hoard it. To keep it away from the other wolves and jackals circling your territory. And you realize, all too soon, that you're not good enough. That maybe there was a jerk-off called Darwin after all. And that you never acknowledged his existence because you knew deep inside that you were really what you feared you were. Weak and passive and ultimately broken by the ones who were made the fittest. And that through your weaknesses you built up a poison that poisoned others around you. That you loved. And the only true justice was to let those dominant jackals feed on you, survive off you. If that one gets too sweaty, I got an extra one for you. Come on, Doc. It's a nice one.
Clay, maybe the doctor would like to be left alone.
Oh, is that so? Well, maybe you would like to put those slutty little breasts right in my kisser.
Ooh, the long arm of the law.
No, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, listen to the wife murderer.
Oh, you better go too, Revs. Let the men handle this.
How would your teeth like a five-finger discount on a knuckle sandwich, Puppington?
Well, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting.
Well, it looks like the only fists that are raised in this town are pacifists. Yeah, run, get out of here, cowards! Look at you! Ha 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 ha! Where are you all going? Get back here! you come back here? Show me that you have 1 ounce of testosterone between the three of you! With all you people as role models, no wonder my son is sensitive.
No one's there.
Handkerchief?
Gosh.
Handkerchief.
He's
handkerchief.
Gotta come home on Easter.
Handkerchief.
And all.
Handkerchief. Handkerchief.
Mommy?
Handkerchief. Not now, Shapey. No milk.
When I'm thirsty, it feels how I feel when I'm alone.
What?
Golly. Things sure have changed around here.
You say it wouldn't work, it wouldn't take, it wouldn't do any good, it wouldn't change a thing. And I, being I, can't say much to deny it. I'm stuck with an urge to only have tried it. You say it wouldn't do, it wouldn't shake, it wouldn't make any waves, it wouldn't be no use. And you, being you, you know sure how to phrase it.